gather together, have a Bible study together.
我们赞美感谢神，我们星期五晚上可以在这里查经 讨论。
We're going to study the book of Jeremiah today. Continue chapter 4.
我们今天继续查考耶利米书第四章。
You look at the Jeremiah chapter 4, from verse 1 to 4. He talk about the God give the words to the Israelites, a return to the Lord.
我们要是看第四章第一到第四节，就看到神在呼召以色列人民这归回他。
Yeah, Christian life is a process of returning to God.
其实我们做基督徒的一生就是不断的要归回神。
Especially Israelites, their life was already forsaken God, and they are we can say the walk away from God at this time.
尤其在这个时候，以色列人民他们已经离弃了神。
Yeah, so their life already have a full of idol in their life.
他们生活中充满了偶像。
They do not seeking the truth and the righteousness.
他们没有在跟随真公义跟真实。
They do not cultivate their heart.
他们没有继续的培养他们的心。
So God also asked His people to circumcise their heart.
所以神要他们把他们的心要要接受割礼。
Well, we find out here in the chapter 4, God really emphasized about these people, the importance of their heart to be circumcised.
在这一章，我们发现神一直在强调要他的人民心里要受割礼。
God talked to Israelites that they are one of the reasons His judgments upon to them because they do not circumcise their heart.
在这里，神警告他们的人民，就是因为他们这些灾祸会降在他们身上，因为他们心中没有受割礼。
That's what written in the clarified Jeremiah chapter 9.
这个在耶利米书第九章也有很清楚的描述。
And from chapter 4 verse 5.
从第四章第五节开始。
This one's declared, in verse 5, declared Judah, proclaimed Jerusalem. So this message is a tour to the Jerusalem and also the territory of Judah.
这第五节这里说要传扬在犹大，宣告在耶路撒冷，所以是在当地的犹大国的地方。
Explain about the people to gather together to coming in assembly yourself, verse 5 says, into the fortified city and lift up and stand to Zion.
在这里神要求他的人民要当祭局，而且进入坚固城里面。
The message is about his judgment is imminent, very getting close now.
这个意思也就是说神的审判要临近他们了。
The mention about now is the coming of the enemy to humiliate it.
因为人他们的敌人就将要来毁败他们。
And the verse 7 mentioned that about this enemy come and make it all the place is desolate and wasted and then also the without the inhabitant. Verse 7 says.
就像在第七节说他们的敌人将会过来毁坏所有的地区，让这块地成为荒凉。
So the message itself actually very negative to the land of Judah at that time.
所以这个信息对犹大国家来讲是一个很悲哀的一个信息。
Even on all the high place and also the verse 9 mentioned about all the religious leader, they even kind of surprised, astounded, it says.
那时候君王跟首领他们都非常诧异。
Because these people, the one who trust, they're supposed to trust in God, they receive the word of God, they're supposed to listen to the word of God.
因为像祭司跟这些先知应当本来是要听神的话的。
But they actually follow their own feeling of way to prophesy the nation.
但是他们却照自己的意思来跟人民讲先知。
Actually, the making the people in the kingdom of Judah make the people to misunderstand or make their heart to be confused. Actually,
所以他们讲的错误的预言让 让百姓们都起哄这些百姓。
So especially time that Jeremiah, not only the Jeremiah prophesies, but there are many there are some other also prophet. They are also they prophesied.
因为当时不是光是耶利米做先知，而有其他一些人也在讲预言。
But many of their prophesy, their message is.God will take care of you. God will protect you. God will give you peace in your country.
但是这些其他的先知呢，却不断地跟人民说，神会保护你们，神会看顾我们的，所以我们不用怕。
So this time, actually, Jeremiah is not much respected by the people.
所以在这个时候，人民都不尊敬耶利米。
And from verse 10 is this is a reflections of Jeremiah.
在第十节就是耶利米他自己的想法。
So Jeremiah, verse 10 says, O Lord God, surely thou hast utterly deceived this people in Jerusalem.
在这里，耶利米，说，哀哉啊，神，你真是大大的欺哄这百姓们。
And then you will have a peace, whereas a sword touched the throat.
因为，他们说，你们必得平安，其实刀剑害及性命了。
It's not his, you know, his reflection is God is a liar.
在这里并不是在控告神是欺骗的。
But God allowed the false prophet also prophesy to the people.
但是神却允许这些假先知讲预言。
So let them choose what the right, what is the truth.
因为神要他的人民做一个正确的选择。
If you look at the Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 14,
要是我们看一下耶利米书第六章十四节。
And chapter 6 verse 14, this is what the people mentioned that.
这是人民他们所说的话。
And verse 14 says, and they have healed the brokenness of my people superficially saying peace and peace, but there's no peace.
第六章十四节说，他们轻轻忽忽地医治我百姓的损伤，说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
So God actually doesn't like the message about the peace and peace because it's not peace coming to this, you know, this kingdom.
神其实不喜欢他们讲说有平安的这种话，因为那时候并没有平安的。
Because now coming of the cloud is a The enemy, which is the Babylon, is getting close to their life for coming of the judgment.
Because Jeremiah, he was saying this prophecy, Babylon will be about to reach them.
This kind of the messages of the false, we can call false prophet, they giving to speak out to the people.
So we can say these false prophets are continually deceiving these people.
Actually, people like to hear, you know, soft message anyway.
因为人喜欢听好话。
And so, this is the message the false prophet keep on way to comfort, but actually it's not true, but they have to awake their soul.
其实这些假先知讲的话好像是让能够安抚人的心，其实这些都是欺骗的话。
So Jeremiah is quite frustrated, actually.
所以耶利米他非常的懊恼。
Why it seems like you are kind of deceiving the people?
他跟神抱怨说，为什么好像你让这些人欺骗人民呢？
No, but at the same time, we are in the end time. We are closer to his second coming, which is it's not a bright future, but actually the judgment is getting closer.
其实我们想想，我们现今所处的情况，就是耶稣再来。的末日了，所以我们所面临的也不是也是神的审判将来临的。
Yeah, you know, Matthew chapter 24, the disciple of Jesus came to the Lord and asking questions.
在马太福音二十四章，门徒们来到耶稣面前问问题。
Then ask him, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Is in the chapter 24 verse.3, his disciple asked Jesus.
门徒们问耶稣说，请告诉我们什么时候有 你是你降临和世界末了的时候有什么预兆呢?
The first thing that Jesus talked to his disciple is Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 says, Jesus answered, say to them, see to it that no one misleads you.
那耶稣马上告诉他们的第一件事说, 你们要谨慎,
yeah, they're possible that on the last day there is a message. It seems quite suitable and comfort, we can say. The message itself easily can be deceived, easily can be accepted.
所以这有可能就在末日的时候有很多信息就是让我们心里头很
So the Lord Jesus talked to his disciple, the cautious about this kind of misleading.
所以耶稣在这里警告门徒说，你们要谨慎这种信息。
Matthew 24 verse 5, that he mentioned about many will come in my name.
在第五节，耶稣说：“因为有好些人会冒我的名来。”
I am the Christ, and will mislead many.
他们会说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。
Of course, some of them is like, you know, the weekend clear. It's they say they are the Christ. We know it's from the beginning. We know that it is wrong.
当然，有些是很明显的，他们自己称呼是基督，我们马上就知道这些人是假的。
Anybody who bring us attention to the man, then we can call it a mislead our faith.
所以任何人来冒借耶稣的名，我们知道这些人就是来迷惑人的。
Jesus never came to this world for his own word to preach out and reach out to the people.
耶稣从来不照自己的意思来迷惑人。Always
he brought the word from his father, he says.
他说，耶稣说他每一次就是神父要他说的话，他才说。Deceiving
is a very we never trust our own understanding sometimes.
有的时候我们连自己都不能相信自己。If
we don't have a prayer enough.
要是尤其是我们自己没有祷告,
we do not clear about the truth.
我们对真理不太明白的话,
naturally, we are tendency of looking for something without the true base, and then we're trying to our ears keep bring attention to the message then.
这样我们耳朵就会比较喜欢听这个对听起来比较好听的话了。
I think this is not only the New Testament time. Also, Old Testament time, also, sometimes God testing his own people.
这个不断在新约有这种事情，在旧约的时候，神也会试炼他的人民。
Because the most of people's, the people, they think that they know everything, that they know the truth, they based on their understanding, they choose what is right and what is wrong.
因为大部分的人认为他们有, 有这个审判的能力，所以他们觉得我可以明白什么是对或是错。It
was amazing that during the time of Elijah,
很奇妙，在以利亚的时代，when a
3.5 years drought at that time, so we know that.
那时候我们知道有3年半 旱灾。
But people doesn't know what's going on actually.
可是很多人还不明白 到底是发生什么事情。
They have suffered for 3.5 years, yet they do not know why it happened to them.
他们已经受罪了三年半，但他们还不清楚这是怎么回事。When
the Elijah contest with the false prophet at that time,
当以利亚跟这些假先知挑战的时候，he
actually asked the Israelites, asked them to choose the true God.
以利亚跟人民叫他们选择要站哪一边。Nobody
answered.
但是却没有一个人做决定。They
don't want to choose God for their and the jeopardize their, you know, their life.
他们, 不敢站在神的那一边。They
do not have this much of convictions about their faith.
他们连这么一点的, 决心都不能做下。Now
if you look at the first King,
我们看列王记上,
chapter 18,
第18章。
First Kings chapter 18, verse 21.
列王记上十八章二十一节。
Chapter 18, verse 21.
十八章二十一节。
And Elijah came near to all the people and said, "How long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him." But the people did not answer him a word. So we find out here that Elijah asking actually the challenge to them, how long will you hesitate between the two opinions?
所以以利亚跟众民挑战说，你们要心持两意到几时呢？
Then we know that at that time a lot of false prophet, the Baals and the Asherahs, the false prophet around the nations.
在当时有很多假先知，尤其是做巴利这个假神的这些先知。
Do we know that Jezebel, the king of Ahab's wife, brought all these false prophets to the nation?
我们知道阿哈王他的妻子就带了很多这些拜偶像的这些祭司来。
The nation have a full of confusion at that time.
所以整个国朝都充满的混乱。
They don't know because what is the truth in their life.
他们对真理一点都搞不清楚。
So when Elijah went up there to ask them, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? When he asked about if the Lord is your God, choose him and follow him. But they cannot follow him.
在这里，以利亚很清楚地叫他们选择说，要是主神是神的话，你们就应当顺从耶和华。但是他们却没有办法做决定。They
do not know what they have done so far in their life.
这表示他们根本不明白自己到现在做了些什么事。Actually,
3.5 years of drought because of their unbelief.
其实这3年半的旱灾都是因为他们不信神的。
And especially the end time now, we have a lot of this kind of confusion about the Christianity too.
在世界，我们现在末日的时候，也是有很多对宗教一些这种混乱的想法。
Yes, there's a lot of church out there, a lot of their own doctrines.
现在有很多不同的教会教派有他们的理论。
But then confusion is out there.
所以也充满的这种混乱。
But we have to be careful about the true understanding of truth.
所以我们更需要对真理很明白。
Now let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 13.
我们看一下生命记十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1.
生命记十三章第一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13 from verse 1.
生命记十三章从第一节开始。
1 to verse 4.
第一到第四节。
Can we read that? Sandra, can you start reading? Can you read them? Yes, yes. Yeah, because already during the time of Moses, he mentioned about the false teachers about the happen will be happen in the among the people.
所以在摩西这个时代就已经神警告他们会有这些假先知.
But this dreamer is how strong the message about their influence is because they have give a sign and a wonder too.
这些先知跟做梦的人，他们甚至会显神迹奇事的。
Maybe this one, so could, even the verse 2 mentioned that the signs of the wonder come truth concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods and let us serve him. It seems like they're, even the wonder signs are matching with their words, even.
所以他们会做一些神迹奇事, 而且会有应验的, 所以他们会叫这些, 叫人民去拜这些神。
Then don't be deceived.
所以, 神警告他们, 你们不要,
so we understand, you know, that this is thousands of years ago happened.
我们要明白这已经在几千年之前已经有,
you know, we know the king Ahab, and this is you know, several thousand years ago.
还有阿哈斯王, 他这个也是几千年前发生的事。
Then why the majority of people they were deceived by the false prophet?
那为什么大
Because the first prophet have something their message about the wonder sign can convince their heart. Without any substance, I don't think they will easily can be deceived, right?
我想他们要是没有做一些很厉害的事情的话，人也不会这么容易相信他们。
So the Matthew chapter 24, Jesus mentioned that what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?
因为在马太福音的时候, 门徒也有问耶稣会有哪一些预兆呢?
Deceiving of the message from the false teachers and false prophet.
耶稣警告他们说, 就是在末日的时候, 有这些假, 假先知来, 有这种假的教导。
During the time of Jeremiah, there is the Jeremiah, when he preached the true word of God, it seems like quite negative. But some of them, the false teacher, actually give them a peace and comfort.
所以在耶利米他那时候传扬神的信息是非常 就是不好的信息，但是这些假先知却讲说有平安。
But he knows that there is a sword and coming close to their throat.
但是耶利米却知道这个刀就在他们的 脖子边了。
So here, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 10 is a describe of Jeremiah's frustration.
所以在第十节, 其实就是在描写耶利米他当时这种 挫折。
And Jeremiah, the message continues, chapter 4, verse 11.
继续在十一节,
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 11 mentioned about these winds talk about this one's the it's like a hot what it is, scorchy wind, you can say,
verse 11. So
and scorchy wind, you know, the whole wind is a hot and heat wave,
right?
Because we experienced some weeks ago, there is a hot wind, the hot wave came, right?
Heat wave
came.
我们知道, 就不久前有一个热流来。
There's no place you can rest, actually. Even under the shed, inside, outside, all hot.
不管你在处在什么地方，没有办法躲开这个热流的。
But this wind, the Jeremiah explained that this is not a wind to cleanse yourself. This wind is not for purpose, for the constructive purpose.
在这里，耶利米告诉百姓说，这个热风不是对你们有益处的。
So Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 11 mentioned that this scorched wind is not a purpose for the cleanse or to, you know, not the winnow, not to cleanse, which means this is not a God's purpose to cleanse you through this wind.
就是告诉百姓说，这个热风不是从神而来，让你们扬净的。
Because this wind is the wind, so we can say is a judgment of God.
我们可以说这个其实就是神的审判。
The ones the winds comes, then it humiliate everything.
因为当这个风来的时候，会让大家都非常的羞愧。
It's true that at the time of King Zedekiah, which is the last king of the kingdom of Judah.
在犹太国最后一个国王以西,
This army came from the Babylon.
这个敌人从 Babylon 来。
At that time, the king Zedekiah actually ruled the nation at that time. King Zedekiah and the kingdom of Judah.
Where is it recorded?
Zedekiah is at.
Where is it recorded?
Second King 25.
所以他们在那个时候，大王犹大王说。
But that time, the Babylon army came to surround the Jerusalem.
所以那个敌人把他们犹大国全部给围包起来。
Usually enemy come to surround, then they trying to destroy, but they don't, it doesn't work, then we usually withdraw, you know. Ask them to asking some for offering of some kind of, you know, to, we can call the the treasures or some kind of a, you know, matching of like a covenant. You know, you becomes every year you pay something, then they withdraw, you know, kind of, you know, they negotiate that.
所以通常一个国家被敌人被包围的时候，他们都会做一个和平的协调，说如何让敌人离开他们。
But this king, Nebuchadnezzar is different.
但是巴比伦王那个他却不一样。They
trying to destroy everything actually.
他就是想要用意把这个国。
So this army surrounded there for 1.5 years.
所以这个敌人在犹大国外面就是包围他们一年半。Then
later on, this King Zedekiah, he was killed by the king also.
后来，Babylon
king.
后来这个犹大王也是被这个敌人杀死了。Because
God sent a message to surrender to Babylon, but he didn't surrender.
因为神其实
Actually, his old children also humiliated too.
所以他所有的孩子们也都被杀死。Because
they do not listen to the voice of God.
因为他们那时候不愿意听神的话。So
the Jeremiah chapter 4 here, for mention about his messages, is really kind of negative. It's kind of war to them.
耶利米所跟他们讲的这个预言，就是他们将要面临的灾祸。So
the Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 13 says, "Woe to us, for we are ruined."
在第四章十三节说，我们有祸了，我们将要败落了。And
then he bring the message to the Israel, to the kingdom of Judah.
他把信息带给犹太国。Verse
14 says, "Wash your heart for evil from evil."
从十四节开始说，你们当洗去心中的恶。That
you may be saved.
这样使你可以得救。He,
how long will you wicked thought the Lord within you?
恶念存在你心里要到几时呢？
So here he pointed out that these people, maybe there's a last hope, and wash your heart from evil.
在这里，耶利米是希望有一个最后的盼望，他们能够洗净他们的心。These
evils we can think about what is their evil in their heart.
我们可以想想，那他是指什么样的恶念在他们心中呢？
Yeah, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 6.
我们看一下，箴言第六章。
Once they have done for the God to God what God hates, and then it is called evil in the sight of God.
要是人做任何神所憎恨的话，那就是恶念。
The Proverbs chapter 6 verse 16.
箴言第六章16节。
16 to 19.
16到19节。
There are 6 things which the Lord hates. Yes, 7 which are abomination to Him. Haughty eyes and the lying tongues and the hands that shed innocent blood and the heart that devises the wicked plans and the feet that run rapidly to evils and false witness who utter lies and one who spread strife among brothers. You mentioned about all these the wicked things in the sight of God.
在这里有描述，在神所看为真恶的事。
And he mentioned about the first things mentioned about is haughty eyes.
第一件就是高傲的眼。
Pride is always a beginning of our cause of the sin to commit to God.
其实骄傲就是让一个人开始犯罪的开始。
And what we always think about come from our own self, which is I am the boss, I am the one the beginning. Then it's a pride starting.
当我们觉得我就是老板，我要做我自己的决定，这个就是骄傲。
Do we know that Adam and Eve when they commit sin?
我们知道亚当夏娃他们犯罪。
The Satan came upon to the Eve.
撒旦去找夏娃。
The way to approach to her is to look look her inner, her kind of what is called this weakness.
所以他这个撒旦的方法就是看夏娃里面心中的软处、弱处。
Because Satan not trying to touch upon her inner that desire.
其实撒旦并没有直接的讲到这个女人她心中的欲望。
At the beginning, it seems like the Genesis chapter 3, verse 1.
在创世纪第三章第一节。
And asking that indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden.
神对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
And bring the this ladies, the testing about her faith actually.
其实这里就在试验这个女人她的信心。
This lady truly understand the word of God 100%.
看她有没有真的百分之百明白神的话。
And this lady, the one understand the commandment of God truly, the Satan find out not true. She knew that she do not understand clearly.
所以当这个对话中就可以看出女人对神的话并不是那么明白。
Serpent changed the word.
那这个蛇就很容易把神的话给改了。
You surely shall not die.
所以他就说，神曾说你们，
The when the serpent changed the word, the truth, which means.
所以蛇就说你们不一定死，所以就把真理给改变了。
At that time, so she cannot hear what the Satan says.
那个时候他听不到蛇说的话了。
And now getting into more about your eyes open.You be like a God.
因为他说你们吃的时候眼睛就会明亮。
Because your eyes are open, then you can be same like eyes, like same like God's eyes.
因为你的眼睛明亮的时候，你就跟神一样能够知道善恶。
So change the fact and change the truth.
所以这个撒旦就是把真实和事实改变了。
So they put the hearts to deceived, and then test against the word of God.
所以这种欺骗就是要试炼他对真理的了解有多少。
It's important that our thought process.
所以我们的思想的过程是很重要的。
So actually, the Jeremiah message, wash your heart from evil.
所以耶利米在这里说，你们的心的恶念都要洗掉。
During the time of Jesus, there's a lot of religious leaders at that time. You know, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, you know, priests. They're all the many, you know, the people.
在耶稣时代，其实有很多基督有很多宗教的领袖。
The outer appearance, they're very faithful to God.
在表面上，他们对神都非常的忠诚。
You find out they even many people at that time, all the many, you know, the rabbis, they memorize, you know, the book of Moses actually. Yeah.
很多拉比当时他们都能够把摩西五经背下来。
But what was their problems?
但是他们的问题出在哪里呢？
They actually deceived by themselves.
他们其实被自己欺骗。
They tried their haughty mind, which is the eyes already, the pride control their heart.
因为他们当时有一个高傲的眼，就是因为他们的 骄傲在心中已经控制了他们。
They do not cleanse their heart.
他们心没有清掉他们
的恶念。Out of appearance, they are faithful to God.
在表面上，他们对神很忠诚。
So we know what Jesus came to this world.
所以我们知道耶稣来世的时候。
The first message is repent.
他第一个信息就是要悔改。
Cleanse your heart.
把心要清洁。
It's not their knowledge that bring them to be secure for their salvation. No.
因为不是你们的知识。带你们到救恩。
If you do not cleanse your heart, your hopty eyes to remove out of you, you cannot see true God.
因为你心中有这种骄傲，或者是有这就是一种恶念没有清掉的话，你就看不到。
Why at that time the many Pharisees they jealous to the Lord Jesus?
为什么当时有那么多法利赛人很嫉妒耶稣呢
？Because they want to be a number one.
因为他们想要站在这第一位的。地位上
they want to gain the respect from all the people.
他们愿意在神心中心目中是最得到崇拜的。
They don't like the somebody else, you know, bring up the gain, you know, gain the popularity and the attention to the other people.
他们不喜欢别人像耶稣得到众人们的喜爱。
We know the book of Matthew chapter 23, Jesus mentioned about the woe to you, you know, mentioned about the Pharisees.
我们知道在马太福音二十二章耶稣跟这些法利赛人说你们是哀哉了。
Most the evil one is their hypocrisy.
那他们做的最不好的事情就是他们假冒伪善。
Because they never cleanse their heart.
因为他们心中没有清洁。
They are the one of the leader, yet their heart is not leaders.
虽然他们在表面上是做领袖，但是他们心却没有做到。
Actually, Jesus find out that the evil within their heart.
所以神耶稣看到他们心中的恶念。
So Jesus actually pointed out they are the one who actually the children of devils actually.
所以耶稣却能够指出他们是撒旦的儿女。
The book of John, Jesus pointed out actually for them.
在约翰福音的时候，耶稣也告诉他们。
So we can, we are important. That Jeremiah chapter 4 here, the Jeremiah mentioned, wash your heart from evil.
所以在耶利米书第四章这里说，你们恶念在心中一定要洗去。
Now I don't think at that time, during the time of Jeremiah, all these people. They are like considered outside of the, you know, their life is, it seems like all evil. I don't think so.
我觉得这些人在他们生活表面上是看不到做很多恶事。
I'm sure that many of them have a lip service to God. You know, they're always praising God. I'm sure they do it. They did it.
我相信他们常常口中都会说赞美神。
Because we know the life of Pharisees, Sadducees. I don't think they blaspheme against God with their mouth.
我们知道法利赛人，他们这些文士，他们嘴巴是不可能亵渎神的。
But Jesus pointed out their heart is like you know, the you are of your father, the devils. Jesus pointed out.
但是耶稣却指着他们说，你们就是属于你们的父亲就是撒旦。
Jesus mentioned the desire of your father has within you.
因为耶稣说，你们父亲的这种恶念就是在你们心中。
So Jesus, I mean, the God here mentioned about the book of Jeremiah, chapter 14 is a.That Jeremiah mentioned, wash your heart from evil.
所以在耶利米四章第十四节，耶稣不断的叫他们洗净心中。洗去心中的恶。
The Christian life all came from our heart.
一个做一个基督徒都是从心中开始做。
The Pharisees, they think they understand God.
法利赛人以为他们明白神是谁。
But actually, they do not truly understand God.
但是他们却对神并不明白。
That's why they even cannot see the Lord Jesus from their own eyes.
这之所以他们看不就算耶稣站在他们面前，他们却不能认他。
Because they do not have a true knowledge of God.
因为他们没有真正的明白神是谁。
Jesus mentioned about the knowing God is important.
耶稣有说要认识神很重要。
Let the book of John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音十七章第三节。
John 17 verse 3. Jesus mentioned the eternal life, the matter of eternal life. John chapter 17, verse 3.
约翰福音17章第3节.
This is eternal life, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus mentioned that this is Lazarus' prayer, we know that.
我们知道耶稣这最后一次的祷告说认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生。
Eternal life is knowing the true God.
永生就是认识独一真神。
We know Jesus mentioned that the Lord, Lord, they were calling the people say, but because of that you cannot enter the kingdom of God. No, you have to do what I said.
耶稣曾说过不是光叫主啊主啊的就能进天国因为你们一定要做 我所吩咐的事情,
knowing the true God.
那就是认识独一真神。
If we do not wash our heart from evil,
我们心中要是没有把恶念洗去的话,
we might possibly getting into the false of trap of Satan.
我们就很可能掉到 撒旦的陷阱里。
Jeremiah chapter forgive us this messages.
所以耶利米书第四章就是给我们这个信息。
Before we pray, let's look at last verse, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
看一节在我们祷告之前，在耶利米书第四章22节。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 22.
第四章22节。
For my people are foolish, they know me not. They are stupid, my translation says, they are stupid children, and they have no understanding. They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know. You mentioned that my people are foolish.
在这里说我的百姓愚愚妄。
They know me not.
却不认识我。
They are stupid children.
他们是愚昧的。
They have no understanding.
无知的儿女没有智慧。
So you mentioned about all these passages because you don't understand me.
这些信息就是说你们不认识我。
So we understand Jeremiah chapter 4 here, why the Israelites they have ended up facing of the judgment of God, this certain kingdom.
所以这里告诉我们为什么以色列人民面对神的审判。
Because they do not have a true knowledge of God.
因为他们没有真正
Yes, they have a temple of God at that time.
当时有神的圣殿在那里。
They have all the priests there.
他们有很多祭司在那里。
They have a seven feasts, you know, every year follow up.
他们每年都在守这七个 圣节。
But yet, God's message is, my people are foolish.
但是这里神说，我的人民是 愚昧的。
It's not because they do not offer the tithe. No, it's different matters.
这不是因为他们没有 做奉献。
A matter of their heart.
那是因为他们心的问题。
So their life was deceived by themselves.
所以他们被自己欺骗了。
So they're facing of this judgment.
所以他们要面临这些 审判。
Let us learn the true God with our heart.
所以我们心中一定要认识真神。
Yeah, so that we can secure for our salvation.
我们对我们的 救恩就能够有保障。
It reminds me the story about, you know, New Testament time. You know, the people, wise men from the east, to come to the Jerusalem.
我们在新约知道有一些博士从东方来。
They follow the stars. This is not a physical star. This is a spiritual stars.
他们跟着一个星星来到那边，那是不是一个物质上的星星？
Because other people cannot see this star.
因为没有别人看得见。
Only few of them, they saw the star. They follow the star.
只有这几个人看见，然后跟着这个星星走。
But God never gave this opportunity to all the religious leader can see this star.
神却没有让这些在耶路撒冷宗教领袖看到。They
are the one who come to the Lord Jesus in the Bethlehem. They are the one who worship the Lord Jesus, the baby at that time was born.
但是却是这东方来的这几个博士们来到耶稣面前来崇拜他。Because
at that time, the land of Judea, they were corrupted.
因为就在那个时候，整个犹大 已经是 宗教上已经是很败坏了。
Let us always be aware of our heart.
所以我们要随时注意自己的心。
And always awake our soul and spirit.
我们的灵跟我们的灵跟我们的魂都要随时惊醒。
So、truly seeking God from our heart.
我们要真的从心中来追随神。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。